The controversial World Congress of Families gets underway in Salt Lake City Tuesday. While many LGBT advocates have objected to the event, one group has decided to attend. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Last year, the co-founder of Mormons Building Bridges, Erica Munson, wrote an op-ed in the Salt Lake Tribune saying that the World Congress of Families should not be welcomed in Utah. Munson says she's still troubled by the term natural family that's promoted by the WCF, but she's decided to attend because she sees an opportunity for dialogue.
We all know that in every LDS ward and congregation, there are many different kinds of families, and no one should feel left out. No one should feel left out of the conversation about how to strengthen families.
John Gustav Rathall is a member of Mormons Building Bridges in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's a gay man in a same-sex marriage who says he nearly committed suicide in the 1980s. Now Rathall says even though he's been excommunicated from the church, he's found love and acceptance from people in his ward.
We don't want to argue with the ideals that people want to hold up. We just want to say in practicality, what are the ways that we can show love? It literally saves lives.
Dave Buer is communications director for Sutherland Institute, a conservative organization that's hosting the conference. He says while not everyone is happy with the event in Utah, it's prompted good discussions with local LGBT advocates.
Sutherland believes deeply that there needs to be compassion, there needs to be understanding, and there also needs to be compromise by both sides on this issue.
Mormons Building Bridges submitted a proposal to present research on best practices for raising gay children, but it was rejected by event organizers. Buer would not provide an explanation, saying that numerous proposals were rejected, including many by World Congress partners, and they do not discuss the details of those decisions. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.